Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Do not say I didn't warn you. I've given you three warnings now. But as always, there is a little ears warning with this chat. But remember, you can catch this chat on our podcast after the show if you want to do that. This week, we're going to talk about pain during sex. And I have our resident sex therapist, Rachel Cook, on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jen. I'm getting increasing warnings here.
A lot of warnings. Just in case, there's been a few complaints into the show over the last couple of weeks. And I just thought, I'm just going to cover my arse here and just give a million warnings. Because people tend to listen to the full thing, enjoy it every second of it, and then complain about it after. Anyway, this week is an important chat, I think, because we're going to talk about pain during sex. And we have to talk about it because apparently it's quite common.
Oh, it's so common. And it's a big deal. You know, I would say almost 100% of people with vaginas have experienced painful sex at least once, and about 1 in 10 women experience it regularly. Now, it's less common for men, people with penises, but it's still definitely pretty widespread. So it's something that we don't really see representations of people of any gender of finding sex painful in the media. So it's basically a really underreported issue that I think absolutely needs to be talked about more.
And what are some of the symptoms people experience?
So the things that the people might experience would be pain with actual sexual penetration. Mm-hmm. That could also be with putting in a tampon. It could be people will experience things like deep, heavy, dull pain during thrusting. They could experience burning, searing, aching pain, feeling that something is ripped or torn. Wow. Then you've got throbbing pain. It could be pain in the vulva. It could be around the opening of your vagina or within the vagina. It can also be in the perineum between the vagina and the bum. That's a common site of pain during sex. And then also people can feel it in their lower back, their general pelvic region, uterus, bladder, actually on the tip of the penis. So there's lots of different places and types of pain that people can experience as well. So this is why, it really needs to be discussed more so that we can have more of a sense of what's going on, so that you don't, ideally you're not self-diagnosing, but you'll be able to have more information to be able to give to a doctor if you need to go and get that checked out.
And what are the reasons? Why would somebody have pain? Is it from tearing? Is it after childbirth? Is it a huge variety of reasons? Oh, is she gone? Did we lose her? Oh, no. Sorry, Rachel, we lost you there for a second. Your line is a bit funny. We'll have to get her on the phone. Let's get Rachel on the phone. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick song. We'll get Rachel back on the line. Just to you guys out there, if you have a problem in this area, you can text me 51552 and you can ask our sex therapist directly what she thinks. We'll take a quick song. We'll come back to Rachel on the blower. We have Rachel on the phone now. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen.
Oh, that's better.
We were,
absolutely. People trying to shut us down. We're actually talking this morning in our sex therapy session about pain during sex and how common it is. And you said a very frightening stat that 100% of women will experience this at some stage in their life. Men experience it too. There's lots of different reasons. But what, Rachel, causes pain during sex? What are the reasons you would have pain?
Yeah, so there's so many different ones, but the most common one by far, you might have guessed it, is a lack of lubrication.
Wow.
You know, this is often the result of not being aroused enough, or sometimes the body just simply doesn't produce as much wetness as is needed for comfort. And then you have certain medications are known to affect sexual desire and or physical arousal, which can decrease the body's lubrication and make it painful. You know, things like antidepressants, high blood pressure medications, sedatives, antihistamines, and even certain birth control pills. So the first one to check out is always lube. Just try more lube. See what happens. See how it feels. But outside of that, pain for people with vaginas could be caused by something called dyspareunia. And that's an umbrella term for basically recurrent or persistent general genital pain. So that it kind of doesn't mean that much other than pain that we don't know what else what the reasons might be. Mm-hmm. Then you have things like vaginitis, which is inflammation of the vagina, which is the internal parts of the genitals. And that can be caused by a yeast or bacterial infection, potentially. You've got vulvitis, which is more of the vulva, the outside parts that could be burning, stinging, itching, wow. things like that. Sorry.
That's okay.
And then you've got things like vaginismus. So that's where the muscles in or around the vagina constrict tightly, which can make sex painful or impossible. And people can experience that because they've been through sexual trauma.
Wow.
You've got skin disorders. And then you've got things like hormonal changes, you know, a drop in estrogen levels during perimenopause and menopause after childbirth or during breastfeeding. That can also cause vaginal dryness. And then women who've had an episiotomy, you know, a cut to allow the baby through during childbirth, or tears in the perineum during childbirth, that can be one. And then you've got things like other conditions like endometriosis, pelvic inflammatory disease, uterine prolapse, uterine fibroids, IBS. So there's a lot of things that could cause it. Then in men, you have different types of infections. Of course, we've got STIs. You've got a tight foreskin, which is called phimosis. That's quite common as well. Inflammation of the prostate gland, which is called prostatitis. Testicle pain and swelling can sometimes be caused by getting sexually aroused but not ejaculating. It can also be a sign of an infection. Or our old friend variceal that we've talked about before, mm-hmm. which is enlarged veins in the scrotum. So one last one is priapism. That's a condition where often basically someone with a penis will have sustained erections, where the erection just won't go down, which could be for a few different reasons. Could be to do with drugs or something that's physically going wrong for them. But yeah, so as you can see, there's a long, long old list.
There's a long old list, and there's a lot of text coming in. Do you mind if we go to our listeners for a second?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I find sex painful sometimes. I've 4 kids and have the coil that's now in 2 years. When my partner goes in deep, it hurts like a sharp pain. Then when I'm going around, like throughout the day, I would get a sharp stabbing pain for a split second, and they would come any time during the day. Of course, I'm thinking the worst, but I'm actually too embarrassed to ask.
Well, I'm not sure what she's thinking the worst is there, but I'm guessing that the coil probably is slightly out of place, or it might be the wrong size or simply not be the right birth control for this person. So probably what's happened is it is getting pushed into a painful part, which then, it's kind of getting injured at the time. So then outside of sex, you're going to be feeling that kind of throbbing pain. So I would say absolutely go and check.
Yeah.
Get your coil checked out, because it's really, really common that they can slip out of place, and just a small adjustment can really make the world of difference. So
there we go.
Get that checked out.
9 years now, I can't have sex, this texter says. I even have to get my smear done under anaesthetic at this stage. Even the thought of sex is a no because of the pain. I tear and bleed. It's also bad burning pain. Obviously, causes issues at home, but pain is so severe. I was told the only option is to have surgery. That may not work.
That is horrific for this person. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on for them there from the, symptoms that they've given. But, I think what I hear so much is that a lot of these conditions can actually be fixed reasonably easily. But sometimes it takes a long time to find a professional who actually, understands your body, properly listens to you and knows their stuff. So this is what I think, pain can have a huge impact on relationships. Some people choose not to be in romantic or sexual relationships, or they end relationships with their partner rather than discuss what's going on for them or trying to get help, or they do attempt to. And then it's just, they end up feeling incredibly isolated, especially women and other people with vaginas. We're so used to experiencing discomfort that we tend to doubt ourselves and the severity of the pain. Is it really that bad? Maybe this is normal. I'll just get over it. And so what it usually ends up meaning is that people will avoid sex more and more because they feel really, down and hopeless about it, which then can cause, disconnection in those relationships. So I would say, where possible, just getting as much support as you can and reaching out to some different professionals until you find at least one who you feel you're being listened to by, and that, they can help you.
Help you, yeah. Seek help. Don't be in pain. Hi, Rachel. I had a hysterectomy at the beginning of the year, and since then, sex with my girlfriend has been sore. Not always, but mostly. We are putting off using penetrative toys because I just won't be able. I'm mortified telling this. Will it get better in time? This person says. What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes time, of course, can do the trick, but I suppose it's hard to say how much time is enough time to wait. I would still say going to specialised sex therapists can be really helpful, because sometimes it might be the case that something with the surgery didn't go quite right, the operation, or it can even be that even though it was done totally fine, you've just healed in a little bit of a strange way, so it just feels differently, or something is sort of catching, you know, or it might be that the way the muscles have healed has meant that doing different kinds of dilation exercises, which, you know, usually are not, they might be mildly uncomfortable, but they're not going to be horribly painful, but they can help you sort of step up from, let's say, you know, people will often go, well, I just want to be the way I was before. But sometimes, depending on what has happened through surgery, you know, an accident or just some sort of incident, there just can be reasons why your body is a bit different now. And so just getting used to that and figuring out how you can make sex more enjoyable.
And finding out why is, like, knowledge is power. Finding out what the reason would be a great relief, I suspect, to that person, you know, instead of just going along and wondering, was it the surgery? Is it something else? You know what I mean? And never really knowing why you're experiencing pain.
Well, especially when it can be so many things, right? Yeah. People can develop IBS or hemorrhoids or ovarian cysts at any time. You know, they could get endometriosis. They could, you know, develop contact dermatitis from a new washing powder that they use. You know, there's so many possible things that it could be, which is quite frustrating when it means that there's a laundry list of things potentially to go through. But that at least, you know, knowing that you can sort of work through the different symptoms with, you know, a healthcare provider who then is hopefully going to be able to find out as quickly as possible. And for most of these things, there absolutely are ways that it can be made better and you don't have to suffer with this.
Last one from a listener. When we have sex, this texter says, I never experience pain, but I can never really feel my partner. He does have a big penis, but I never tell him this. I have kids. So is it because my vagina has really expanded with childbirth? This texter says, I always pretend that I feel him, even though I don't. Is there anything I can do?
I mean, it could be that for sure. You know, people often talk about how this idea that your vagina will become loose after childbirth. And yeah, I do think that, you know, I mean, our pelvic floor muscles are incredibly sensitive and adaptable. But obviously you are pushing something out if you, you know, going through childbirth in that way that, you know, it can lead to a damaging of the muscles. So it can mean that actually just learning how to do pelvic floor exercises, Kegel exercises, a massive difference. You know, I think that it can be so helpful to see pelvic floor exercises as being, you know, similar to how you would exercise other, like you would just like go to the gym. You know, many of us were not taught that was something that you would do. And I think it can be really helpful to see it as being something that you do on a daily basis, even just for a couple of minutes.
Do them at traffic lights.
But fantastic.
Yeah.
Good
so if you
Yuka.
See me in the car and you're beeping me because it's gone green and I've missed it, it's because I'm doing my Kegels. That's how I try. I have to have something that triggers my memory to remind me to do Kegels. That's the whole thing about Kegels. Like, we're all doing Kegels now because we're talking about Kegels, but it's like exactly. Something that you forget about doing. Just really quickly, can you tell us about having a hyperactive pelvic floor?
Oh, I sure can. So the pandemic has seen a real increase in clients that I found suffering from pelvic pain caused by a little known issue called high tone pelvic floor, also called hypertonic or hyperactive pelvic floor. Basically describes a state where the muscles in your pelvis, no matter what your gender, hold too much tension and are unable to relax. So basically stress and an increased amount of time sitting around are big triggers for this type of pelvic floor dysfunction, meaning that the pandemic's been a perfect storm, particularly for anyone with pre-existing pelvic floor issues. So, you know, basically stress of the pandemic has seen people breathing more rapidly and more shallowly, holding things together for family and friends. And basically it's caused this kind of hyperactivity in pelvic floor muscles. So like the pelvic floor is essentially a kind of hammock of muscles which support the organs in your pelvis, the bladder, the bowel and the uterus or prostate. And so weak pelvic floor muscles that are too relaxed can cause issues like incontinence or prolapse. which is where one of, or more of your organs slips down and kind of bulges into the vagina for people with vaginas. But, you know, basically the idea with Kegels that, that people do is to practice tensing and relaxing these muscles in order to strengthen them. But the problem with that is that for some people, their pelvic floor muscles are already too tight. So doing Kegels can potentially make that worse. So if you're doing Kegels, you know, reasonably regularly, and you're finding that the pain is getting, you're experiencing pain that you didn't before, or you have pain that's getting worse, it might be good to go and check if it's, if this is something that you have, where you have a high tone pelvic floor. So yeah, pelvic physio can help there. This is something that people don't know about, but pelvic physio, it can involve massaging the muscles internally, and by also adapting your pelvic floor exercises to focus more on relaxing the muscles rather than tensing them, because some people it's that they're too tense, and for some people it's that they're too tight. Wow. But lots of people don't know how to do their Kegels. Basically, you need to be lifting up. You know what you need to be doing is lifting up, not pushing down.
Yeah, and you do it from your bum hole, don't you?
You can do it from your bum hole, but you shouldn't be squeezing your bum cheeks or your thighs at the same time. You should feel a little bit of contraction in your stomach, but it shouldn't really be fully the kind of stomach muscles, and you shouldn't be holding your breath. And you basically need to be kind of sucking upwards. It's kind of your bum hole, but over time, people I find when they get more used to doing these exercises, you can actually differentiate between all sorts of different muscles, which can feel great.
Wow.
So anyway.
I've learned three things. More pelvic floor, lots of lube, as always. And get checked if you are in pain. Very, very important. Rachel, thanks for coming on the show again this week, and we'll see you next week.
See you, Jen.
Bye, love. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.